This really is an opportunity to open our hearts and our minds up to our athletes. We can see their passion and to let them showcase their talents and their commitment to sports. Hi, this is Joe Zelig, president of Silver 2022 USA Games. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and we've got a certain amount of things marked on our calendar. None bigger or brighter than the Special Olympics. I'm excited to have on the line the president and CEO of the 2022 Special Olympics USA Games, Joe Zelig. Welcome to WGN.
Well, good afternoon and thanks, Dane.
It's great to have you on, number one. You think of the Olympics, the word Olympics goes as back as far as anything. I think the first game was like 776 BC. But for the listeners, and everybody feels like the Special Olympics have been such a big part of sort of the fabric of America forever. Your title is USA. Give sort of a little snapshot just on the origins, how long it's been around. And then and since it's USA, for the other parts of the world, where are the games participated? Where else is it?
Great. Well, first of all, we're excited. Back in the 1960s, Eunice Shriver founded Special Olympics, and the first USA Games were held about 52 years ago, right in Chicago.
Nice.
And since then, every 4 years, we hold the games, and this June, we're going to have almost 6,000 athletes and coaches from all over the U.S., and for the first time ever, the USA Games will actually include the Caribbean and some countries in Central America that we've invited. And it's a great event, and we're just excited to be hosting it.
And so you've been on the board for the Florida chapter for Special Olympics, and just the excitement that is kind of leading up, not only just with the athletes, of course, we see the excitement with them, but the families, you know, sponsors and all that, especially with all the challenges with the pandemic, it's great that it's happening.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, as we talk about the group of people that are making this all happen, we have obviously our corporate sponsors who are, you know, generously supporting the games. We've got community leaders. We've got the government leaders, educational leaders, and they're all coming around because this really is an opportunity to open our hearts and our minds up to our athletes and to let them showcase their talents and their commitment, you know, to sports. And for us, we can see their passion. And it's just really, really, you know, excited to be able to do this, especially in these difficult times.
Yeah. Yeah. Now for this, we've all seen, you know, whether it's on social media or some of the videos. And of course, many of us have either friends or family members who have had people participate. And so talk about the athletes. So typically the Olympics, it's just this kind of small group of people that are just finely tuned and all that. But for Special Olympics, like, where are the athletes coming from? You said USA. I'm guessing there's, you know, many states represented, and then also just kind of the range of the athletes. It isn't just young adults, right? There's younger adults, there's older adults.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So 50 states being represented, so we're excited about that. We're excited that we'll have about 50% more athletes who have decided they want to come to the Sunshine State here in Florida to kind of have a big, as we hope, a coming out party. Our athletes, you know, as you pointed out correctly, most people just assume it's for young adults. Our youngest athletes can join Special Olympics when they're 2 years old.
Wow.
We've got, for the games, our youngest athlete will be 9 years old, and our oldest athlete will be 83 years old.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So many great stories in there. Now, I'm sure you get hit with all of them, and some are pretty straightforward, and some, I think, not, you know, the experience and what that means and the impact transcends the action, you know, in the athletic arena. So do you have, like, one or two stories that, like, listeners should be looking out for or watching out for maybe?
Sure. So, well, one I'd like to highlight is a young man by the name of Chris Nikich. He won an ESPY award. He actually won two ESPY awards this year. First athlete with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman triathlon.
Wow.
He'll be competing in a triathlon here. We've got four equestrian riders coming from Haiti. We have many athletes who have never, you know, talk about a story. They've never left their hometown. They've never been on a plane before. So just for some, you know, we take for granted, you know, many of us who have the capability, you know, to do lots of things in life. A lot of our athletes don't. And so this, to be able to come to Florida, you know, which is not only the tourism capital of the world, we like to say, but it's also got a lot of great sporting venues. And so we're just excited that we can open up our hearts and our minds to these athletes and to their families who get so much out of this.
What an amazing experience. You know, they will never forget it. You are creating not just for those athletes, but for the families, memories that will last a lifetime. You mentioned it too, for the fans too. It's going to be great to showcase and highlight that. Now, your connection to Florida, I mentioned earlier on the board there. And so talk a little bit about the impact in Orlando. You mentioned Florida. It is just a great place to have for all those reasons that people would love to get to the 2022 Special Olympic Games. It's a great place to be. And so talk about hosting it. It's your state and it's your games.
Yeah. So first thing that we're really excited about is, you know, we've got these great sporting venues here. We're going to be over at ESPN World of Sports. We're going to be able to give the athletes not only a great opportunity to compete at the largest tennis complex in the world, some of the great venues we've got here, but then at nighttime, we're going to go enjoy the theme parks. And we've got the community is so much behind this, with so many different activities that we're going to have for the athletes and for their families. Because again, lots of times for families, you know, they don't have an opportunity to travel. So we're just excited. We've got a lot of corporate support that is allowing us. The athletes don't pay anything for the games. We pay everything, and so it really is great. And you know, the weather is great here, and it's just a great place for you know, people to come.
Joe, I feel like you're rubbing it in. We'll let the listeners know we're talking to Joe Zalek. He is the CEO of the 2022 Special Olympics USA Games. Of course, we're in Chicago, and the weather is sometimes okay. So a lot of us would love to be in Florida for a bunch of different reasons. We know the athletes, the memories, we talked about that, the excitement, and all of that action. But is there a bigger picture, you know, for Special Olympics, whether it's funding or research or just raising awareness for the cause to support other things that are going on with the organization? Talk about the impact that the games have.
Yeah. So, you know, the impact, you know, especially as we look at some of our young athletes or older athletes, you know, to get them the ability to go out and showcase, yes, they're different. You know, we like to say they have instances, not necessarily disabilities. But when we can open our hearts and minds and we can see people who are different and see what they can bring to the table, it's different what they bring to the table. It allows us to become a more inclusive society and to see all people, whether or not they've got race differences, sexual differences, whatever it is. You know, there's a bigger play here rather than just hosting, you know, a Special Olympics Games. And that's what we're trying to do as we build a legacy for the games. And that's how, you know, society, you know, takes a step forward, especially in these devices.
You know, you've been a leader in the corporate world for a long time. You're talking about bringing things to the table. What brought you to the table? Like, what is it? Was there a personal connection? What was your inspiration to get involved? Obviously been in and around it for a while now, leading the efforts with your great team there in Florida. But for you, what was it about the Special Olympics that caught your attention and kept you there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And so, you know, very often it's a personal connection. In my case, it wasn't. In my case, to be honest, I was working corporate for 35 years, you know, chasing money and chasing, you know, working very hard to, you know, help contribute, you know, to my family. And then, you know, as often happens, you get to mid-age and you kind of look back and say, wait a second, I think I could be doing more to help others. And so, you know, that hit me. And so I started volunteering at Special Olympics over a decade ago and got more involved. And, you know, and for me, I don't give, I get, you know, I get so much from our athletes, so much inspiration. So for me, it's just been a gift and I've just loved it.
It's been a great gift for everybody else too, to have a talented team helping to lead the way, especially in these challenging times, to create this event. And we've talked about that is going to make so many amazing memories for all of those athletes, all of those families, all the corporate sponsors, all the people in Florida, people watching. And I think just in general, it's good to see good things happen. So Joe, before we let you go, let the listeners know, like, how they can watch the games, how they can keep up with the games, maybe learn a little bit more about some of the athletes, maybe even get involved, participate or support the games. Where can they go?
Sure. Great. Well, first of all, we're fortunate enough to have ABC be our broadcaster of the games.
Nice.
So on June 5th, the games are going to be opening ceremonies. We'll be on TV. And then every night, ESPN is going to run a 1-hour recap show. You can go to our website, 2022usagames.org. 2022usagames.org. In addition to the website, you can go there. You can go to other places. We need volunteers. We've got over, our staff is like 25 people, but we've got over 10,000 volunteers. So the volunteers run the games. And so we just need people to help. Check us out on social media. and you know, and just watch the games, watch our athletes, and open up your hearts and minds. And you know, we're just blessed to be able to hold these games.
We're going
to
have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. We'll let you get back to it, but can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing. Not only you mentioned that, you know, you're getting out of this, and of course you're getting all that, but giving a lot to in the team too, and good luck and success as we get towards those games. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.